This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Joint meeting of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur chief district officers decide to close all services except highly essentials for a week starting from Thursday. Nepal records more than 3,500 COVID-19 infection cases in the last 24 hours. Health Ministry urges Industry Ministry to stop operation of industries that use oxygen. Tribhuvan University postpones all pre-scheduled examinations from today, and World Health Organization's chief terms India's situation beyond breaking. Now the news in detail. A joint meeting of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur district chief district officers held yesterday evening issued a prohibitory order to be imposed in Kathmandu Valley from the 29th of April to 5th of May. Talking to Radio Nepal, Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Kali Prasad Parajwali, informed that the meeting decided to close all the services in the valley except for highly essential ones. He added that prohibitory order would put ban on gathering and close seminars, party halls, saloons and gyms, among others. CDO Parajwali further said both public and private vehicles would be prohibited from running in the valley for a week. However, as per his information, ambulance, fire brigade, vehicles related to press, diplomatic mission and vehicles carrying food, vegetables, medicines and other essential goods would be allowed to operate in the valley. Tribhuvan University has postponed all the pre-scheduled examinations amidst growing coronavirus cases across Nepal. Tribhuvan University Examination Controller Pushparaj Joshi informed that a meeting of the University Examinations Control Office held yesterday had decided to postpone the pre-scheduled examinations from today. He further said the university decided to postpone the examination as lockdown and prohibitory orders had been issued in various parts of the country due to increasing COVID-19 cases. Controller Joshi also informed that the postponed examinations would resume once the situation gets normal. A meeting of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, CCMC, held yesterday decided to postpone all the ongoing university-level examinations until further notice. Major opposition Nepali Congress has demanded the government adopt every possible measures to contain the coronavirus infection. Issuing a press statement yesterday, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba called on the government to make arrangement for the treatment of infected and management of medical equipment. He has suggested the government to keep the morale of the health workers high. Leader Deuba also demanded the government to bring anti-COVID-19 vaccination from neighbouring countries and vaccinate the people. Likewise, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged the government to make arrangement of medical equipment in all local levels. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has closed its all services except most essential ones amid increasing COVID-19 cases. The department has shut all services except the one provided from the Market Monitoring, Supplies and Consumer Protection section, Export Permission and Facilitation branch until the 2nd of May. The Health Ministry has reported 3,556 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 378 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases has now reached 22,400. The ministry also reported 12 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,176. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has urged the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to stop the operation of industries that use oxygen. The Health Ministry yesterday wrote to the Industry Ministry urging it to stop the operation of such industries in a bid to cope with the possible crisis of oxygen supply for COVID-19 treatment. Health Ministry's Senior Assistant Administrator Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said the Industry Ministry has been urged to control the supply of oxygen and oxygen cylinders on a black market and its import to ensure its smooth supply in the domestic market. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यसै नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. India has ordered its armed forces on Monday to help tackle surging new coronavirus infections as nations including Britain, Germany and the United States placed urgent medical aid to try to contain an emergency overwhelming the country's hospitals. The situation in the world's second most populous country is beyond breaking, the World Health Organization Chief Tedros said, adding that WHO is sending extra staff, and supplies including oxygen concentrator devices. In a meeting with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Chief of Defence Staff General Bipin Rawat said oxygen would be sent to hospitals from armed forces reserves and retired medical military personnel would join COVID-19 health facilities. Where possible, military medical infrastructures will be made available to civilians, a government statement said, as new coronavirus infections hit a record peak for fifth day. India's Health Minister Harshvardhan said on Twitter, air, rail, road and sea, heaven and earth are being moved to overcome challenges thrown up by this wave of COVID-19. The Indian Prime Minister said he had spoken to US President Joe Biden about the crisis, discussing supply chains for COVID-19 vaccine raw materials and medicines. The United States will share up to 60 million doses of its AstraZeneca vaccine with other countries as they become available, the White House has said. The doses will be able to be exported in the coming months after a federal safety review. The United States has a stockpile of the vaccine even though its regulators have not yet authorized it for public use. Critics have accused the government of hoarding the vaccine while other countries are in desperate need. Last month, US President Joe Biden pledged to share about 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine with Mexico and Canada, both of which have approved the jab. The crisis in India has also piled pressure on the Biden administration to share US health resources. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in Province 1 and Province 2 along with hilly region of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers is likely to continue at one or two places over the hilly region of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 31.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Joint meeting of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur Chief District Offices decides to close all services except highly essentials for a week starting from Thursday. Nepal records more than 3,500 COVID-19 infection cases in the last 24 hours. Health Ministry urges Industry Ministry to stop operation of industries that use oxygen. Tribhuvan University postpones all presidial examinations from today. And World Health Organization's chief terms India's situation beyond breaking. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.